Paul Coburn, keeping us fit and well. For Milpark Physiotherapy, call 9436 9666 or visit milparkphysio.com.au.
I just want to wish you well. I just want to wish you well.
That's all we want to do is wish you well. Paul Coburn's the man to do it with us every single week on Halftime. Hello, Cobes.
How are you, Half?
Yeah, very well, mate. How you doing?
We went berserk last week on Twitter.
We did.
We went global.
We were international superstars last week.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Your face is all over the world in the sports medicine
community. Well, that's a concern for the community.
It was in, yeah, but Norway, Denmark, Mexico, a lot in Spain, a lot of love in Spain.
Spanish love.
Yeah, Aspitar, which is in...
Now you have to help me there.
Where the World Cup's going to be.
Qatar?
Qatar, yes, a little bit controversial. Yes. Well, allegedly, that's where the World Cup's going.
Possibly will be in Qatar.
Possibly.
Depending on how this unfolds at FIFA.
And but what I did discover is my phone's buzzing all night because overseas they're picking up that tweet.
Ah, so it was all about the Achilles stuff we were doing last week.
So if anyone's interested in it, about rehab for the Achilles, a little exercise we put online, and we'll do that from now on. We'll put the odd little exercise on.
Yep.
So a little sort of thing to add to the toolkit. It was fantastic.
Now, we're not going to do an exercise today with our topic today. Otherwise, I might end up a little bit sore.
Yeah, you might.
I was hoping to do the Achilles stretches and exercises last week. I'm not sure about today.
Oh, but today we've got stuff. We've got something. I like to have stuff we can give to people.
We do have stuff because concussion is a very big topic in the world of sport, particularly contact sport. And the team at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and the Royal Children's Hospital, along with a very fine software company, Curve Tomorrow, put together this wonderful app called HeadCheck. Now, I've got a vested interest in this. My wife, the world champ, she works at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. So I've known about this for a while, but I thought with concussion being such a big topic in sport, it was important we get these two learned people on today. Professor Vicky Anderson's Director of Clinical Services at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute and Head of Psychology at the Royal Children's Hospital as well. And James Dromey, Head of Innovation and Commercialisation at MCRI, are with us. Team, welcome.
Thank you
very much.
Tell us about HeadCheck, and firstly, probably to you, Vicky, first up, the origin of HeadCheck, what it is and how it came about.
Okay, so HeadCheck is an app downloadable on your iPhone currently that helps diagnose a concussion on the sidelines. So that may seem a little bit unnecessary. Often you're really aware that a concussion's happened, but lots of times you're not quite sure. The child's just a little bit groggy or a little bit vague, so you get your phone, you bring up HeadCheck, and it goes through a list of symptoms. And based on the symptoms that you put in, the app will give you direction about what you should do. So should you call an ambulance? Should you go to the emergency department? Should you see a GP?
Okay, so concussion is one of those things in kids. It's probably not that common, but when it happens, it's a real concern.
In fact, it's really common. We get anywhere up to 30 concussions on a Saturday afternoon.
Really?
Coming into our emergency department. Yeah, so it's really quite common.
But what I'm saying, Vicky, is the trouble is that, you know, as a parent, you might go to the child's sporting game on a fairly sort of regular basis and it doesn't happen. Then suddenly one week you're confronted with it.
Yep.
And what do I do? And is this concussion or is it actually something else?
Exactly. That's very true. Most coaches... and hopefully most parents have never seen a concussion before. So when it happens, it's really scary. And I suppose we want to take the scariness out and make sure the child is treated properly. And in particular, we don't want them to go back on the ground after they've had this kind of injury.
Yeah, absolutely. And James, this is a massive topic in world sport, not just Australian rules footy or sport in Australia, but world sport concussion. And we're talking about the numbers appearing at the hospital every weekend for this. Where did the origin of this come about? Who came up with this concept?
Yeah, so look, we've got a fantastic team of researchers in concussion at Murdoch Children's, led by Vicky and another guy, Franz Babel, who's an emergency physician. And so they're like the A-team, they're like the Stevie J and the Jimmy Bartel of concussion, right? And so really it was the mixture between Vicky and Franz and the Curve Tomorrow team, where a conversation happened in the corridor and Vicky identified and saw this as a problem, and the Curve Tomorrow team said, well, what are we currently doing about it? And the tools that are out there at the moment are useful, but they're hard to use and not always accessible or available. And so we thought, well, is technology a potential solution here? And we started to develop the app called HeadCheck, And as Vicky said, you can download that in your iPhone now, but it's only available on an iPhone. And so what we want to do now is develop it for other phones using, for example, the Android platform like a Samsung or a Google phone.
Yep.
And that's really how it came about. And so what we've got is a great mix of technology and innovation and the concussion research that allowed us to design it in such a way that it was easy to use, it's simple, and also structured. So if you're out in the field at the moment, or you're a teacher or you're a parent, and I've actually used it myself a few times, not on myself, mind you, I could have been good too. It's hard to follow the questions that you should be asking yourself. And so the head check allows you to do it in a very simple way, yes or no answers to particular questions, and allow you, informs your course of action, essentially.
With this particular app, do you actually have to pay for it?
No, so this is free. And so that was a decision that we made. This is really around public good. We want this to be available and accessible to as many people as possible.
James, what were you thinking? He's supposed to be the business.
Yeah, it goes against the head of commercialization role, right?
It does.
But it does talk to the role of the institute. You know, what we try and do is take the research that we're doing at the institute and turn it into products and services and policy that has a positive impact on society. And so HeadCheck is a great example of that. And so what we want to do is get it out into the hands of the people that use it. And like I said, it's not, you know, it's on the sport field or the side of a sports field, which is great.
Yep.
But teachers, you know, parents, and also not just at the point of when something, you think something's gone wrong, but the follow-up afterwards, you know, monitoring and saying, well, you know, it's 2 or 3 hours later now, it's the next day. How are they traveling? Is there something that's appeared that we should go and see a GP or should head to emergency?
With just going back to this issue of concussion, I mean, okay, so most people get better, but what's the problem? Where does it go wrong? Can you explain that to us?
And most people do get better. We've been doing our research project for about 2.5 years now, and 90% of the kids we see are better within a month, completely better, back to playing sport. There's a small group that have ongoing problems, and sometimes we think it's management problems, early management problems. Sometimes we get kids that are really anxious about going back and having another concussion, or more importantly, sometimes we get parents that are pretty anxious about their kids going back. So that anxiety feeds into the child's symptoms and so they don't go away. I think in the nearly 200 kids we've seen now, by 6 months post-injury, they're all back to normal. So this isn't a condition that continues and continues. It's temporary and kids get better.
Just on that anxiety issue, is that something that's been more profound now because of the coverage of concussion in sport? Like 10 years ago, would there have been this type of anxiety?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. More coverage always means that there's much more anxiety around it. Much more anxiety in mums and dads, and then much more anxiety in kids. And, you know, it often happens when kids are at that really kind of pointy end of school. So adolescent kids in VCE having to study hard, and it's really stressful. They've worked really hard and now they've had a concussion and they can't go to school. Or, you know, equally, they're really good at their sport and they want to keep going and they're anxious that they're not going to be as good as they were. So there's a whole range of those issues that come into it.
And there was there's a story on, you mentioned before, guys, that you've got the Apple platform under control, but the Android platform requires some public funding. And you can help out with this too, by the way. Go to chuffed.org and find out how you can donate $5, up to as much as you like, I suppose. They need $15,000 to get this on the Android platform. More on that later on. But there's a story on that page at chuffed.org about a young horse rider called Emily.
Yes.
Now, how big an impact has Emily's story had on what you've done with HeadCheck?
Emily's story is really common. It's a common story for these kids that love their sport and really want to make sure that they can continue. So I think that she's one of a number. You know, we get lots of girls that actually have equestrian injuries. Mostly boys have soccer or footy or basketball injuries, but they're the same kind of stories, regardless of what the cause is. And I think it becomes, teenagers are often, they often feel that they're pretty invincible. They've never had anything bad happen to them.
Yes.
And this happens, and often they fall apart. And so our job is figuring out how to put them back together really quickly. And these kind of app type technology models are really useful for putting that capacity to get back to normal in their own hands. Mm. So they can monitor their own symptoms. Then they'll know when they're ready to get back rather than having to come into the hospital.
And so what happened with Emily? What happened to her?
Emily had a fall from a horse.
And then, but she went back too early or something.
She went back too early. And that's a bit of a disaster because what happens, you go back early, you get really tired, you can't concentrate. Catastrophize, think, not that Emily catastrophized, but you can't think straight. So you think, okay, this is awful. I'm going to be like this forever. And
yeah, right.
Then it's a big scare for an adolescent kid and they withdraw from whatever they're doing and they go and hide in their room and sleep a lot and feel fatigued and get headaches. So what we try and do is get them moving quickly, not too quickly, and there's guidelines on the Children's Hospital website about how you sort of take it step by step to get back to normal. You go out and, you know, start walking around the block and then you start running and then you start going back to training and gradually build up that confidence again.
We're going to have to take a break.
We are.
But when we come back, I'm actually going to do a head check on you, Daniel, and see I'm going to run through this questionnaire.
I'm very concerned about where this will lead.
So, and look, if you do fail, I am going to have to take over. So I'm sorry about
You've been waiting for this chance.
Well, you've got to pass the test, mate.
19 past one. Cobes is with us, fit and well. Professor Vicky Anderson, James Dromey, talking about the app on your iPhones at this stage. We'll try and get it on Android if you can raise some cash. Called Head Check. More on that, what it is. And Cobes is going to run me through it. 22 past one on halftime on a Thursday afternoon. Nice day in the best city in the world, just by the way. We're keeping you fit and well at the moment with Paul Coburn from Mill Park Physio, 94369666. And Vicky Anderson has joined us, and James Dromey from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute got a new app on your iPhone called Head Check, helps with concussions, Cobes. And before we go through the process of putting me through it, because I'm still concerned about the outcome here, trying to delay this as much as I can, there's a question off the SMS, guys, about actually can we articulate what a concussion is?
Okay, that's a really good question because I think it's not very well understood in the community. So a concussion is at the very mild end of all head injuries and it involves a hit to the head, obviously, can then involve a brief period of confusion or disorientation, you know, which is, as you see often, if you're watching the footy on the weekend.
Yeah, I've been through that, Vicky. I'm still there, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's a worry. So it has a transient set of symptoms, like you might have some vomiting, you might have some headaches, you might be fatigued, that then gradually reduce. In adults, it reduces over about a week, and in kids, it's a bit slower, so up to 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it's very transient, and it's really different to those kinds of injuries you see after motor vehicle accidents or, you know, those more serious ones where people are unconscious for a long time. And I suppose the critical thing is people don't die from concussions. They might, if they don't treat their concussion well, put themselves at risk for other injuries, but they don't die from a concussion.
Right. And just we were talking during the break, and I found this staggering, that the effects of concussion can be prolonged from a recovery point of view by parental anxiety. We're talking about anxiety from the athlete themselves or the person affected before themselves, but conflicting opinions from parents can affect the recovery of those afflicted.
They absolutely can. And in the study that I was talking about before, we found that the biggest predictor of slow recovery is parent mental health and parent anxiety, just in general. But what that means for the young person that's been concussed often is that, if I be stereotypical, mum's very anxious, doesn't want their son to go back on the footy field and be at risk of another injury. Dad's saying, okay, be a tough guy, you know, go back out there and do what you're meant to be doing.
Sounds like my house, Vicky.
So the young person gets stuck in the middle of that, and often, you know, they try and make both of their parents happy, and that just makes them stressed too. So yeah, I think parents have to get on the same page in how they're going to manage it.
And before we go through this, Coach,
come on, Harv.
I'm drawing it out. I want James to tell me talking about follow up in the app before and how you can follow up, not just diagnose but follow up after the initial diagnosis. What was done previously? Because I can't recall anyone really following up with any of my how you feeling sort of stuff was the only extent of the follow up.
Absolutely, and I think if you look back, it wasn't so long ago when even on the sidelines, it was a case of, oh, well, look, shake it off, and it's probably not that serious, and run back on if you look and feel okay.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Vicky might come to this, but I think there was no real follow-up, and you didn't have the tools, so you weren't empowered, right? So I guess that's what head check does. It empowers the parents, the coaches, and the teachers to actually kind of, and the people themselves to take it into their own hands and say, look, how am I tracking, and have some kind of objective measure.
And now everyone can be empowered, Cobes, even you.
Right, so it took me about 30 seconds to download this app.
It takes you no time at all. And it's for free, just by the way.
Okay,
just...
so the first question is, hang on. is half becoming less responsive? And yes or no?
Sorry, what?
Is a child becoming less responsive?
No.
So if we said yes.
No.
No, we're going to say yes. Oh. It tells me... call emergency, call 000.
Right.
So just
so that's a bad symbol first up.
And can I just point out, if you press the green button, it actually calls 000 for you.
What?
Don't do that. Do not press the green button.
Well, if I press the green button, the 000.
Or the phone button.
I better check this again and make sure I'm not. Oh, no, I see. Yeah, there's a big green thing. Don't push that big green thing.
Say the big green phone that suggests it's going to ring someone. Yeah. So you can actually, that dials straight through.
Yep.
That's great.
Exactly. And so the way that the app works is that there's the first 9 or 10 questions are what we call red flags. So if you answer yes to any of those, they're the ones where you know you're in some strife, and so you need to take quick action. And that's why that 000 appears right then.
Okay. Right. Okay. So you can do that. You can call straight the 000. But let's just say I said no.
Okay. Is a child becoming increasingly confused or irritable?
I'm not a child, but yes, I am.
Pretty irritable. No.
No.
We're going to say no.
No.
Has the child had a seizure or convulsion?
No, not yet.
Right.
Give me time.
Has the child vomited more than once?
No. Jeez, I feel crooked.
More than once. is the child experiencing double vision?
Sorry. No, not yet.
No.
So these are all. This is sequential. This is every time you do this. Is the order of questions.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Should we keep going?
Yeah, keep going. I want to say eventually.
Is there weakness or tingling, burning sensation in the arms or legs?
No, not yet. Just copped a knock.
Is the child experiencing a severe or increasing headache?
Not severe yet. No, it's there. It's dull.
Is there a change? Is there an unusual change in the child's behaviour?
No.
Unusual change.
No, there's not, Copes.
Now, I'm going to go. What about how many questions?
I'm just going to go to the next one.
I'm
going to say yes to the next one.
No, does the child complain of neck pain?
Yes, I do. I saw neck.
We're back with emergency.
Okay, I said right. No. My neck's all right.
No. Okay, the next one is a child 12 years of age or under?
No.
Or does he behave that way?
No.
I'm going to say yes, though.
Oh.
Because that gets me to. Right. Now, I said yes. Does the child have a headache or feeling dizzy?
Yes.
Yes. Now, what it says here is remove the child from the field of play and seek medical attention.
Okay, good. That's what we want. So we go, the first ones are the red flags, which you talked about, James, and they're seek straight to 000 and get an ambulance there as soon as possible. Then we get to, clearly there's another coloured flag. What colour would we use if we're not using red? What's the next phase? Is it an orange flag?
Probably an orange flag.
Orange.
Yeah. Orange flag, which is get them off. We cannot have this anymore. We don't want them out on the sporting field for any period of time, and check them out properly.
Yep.
And what are the other phases as you go through the questionnaire?
So if you go right through to the end and it's no to everything, it's essentially saying, look, if they've had a knock to the head, they shouldn't go back on the field, but they just sit them out and watch, but you don't need to seek any urgent medical attention.
Right, okay. And with the follow-up questions, what do they ask you for the follow-up?
So the follow-up will essentially just be using the same app and just use it as frequently as you need, you know, half an hour later, 2 hours later, a day, 2 days later, as you go to track whether you change your responses to any of those things.
And how much support have you had from sporting bodies with this? Because I imagine, and even the public school system or the private school system, I imagine they'd be all for this type of thing.
Yeah, so look, it's been fantastic. The AFL have endorsed it, so we really appreciate that. It's great to have the support of the AFL. We've been speaking to a couple of other sporting codes and obviously really interested in having a conversation with them and seeing if we can get them on board. And I guess the feedback from the community has been really positive. We're only just launching this now. You know, the iPhone one is available, but we've held back on making that as widely available until we've got an Android version underway. So now that that's happening, you know, we want to get this into the hands of as many parents as possible.
So how do we help with that?
Well, what we do is go to chuff.org. Is that what we do?
Go to chuff.org and search for concussion, or otherwise jump on Google and just put in chuffed concussion and it'll come up there. The first link will come up. We'll be will be ours, which will have a tagline of "Let's take concussion out of play."
And currently we have, according to Chuff.org, we have $4,940 of the $15,000 we need, Cobes. You said the AFL have endorsed this. I know that the AFL listen to this program. They love Halftime, and they love this segment, Fit and Well. I have no doubt that my good friends at headquarters will surely put the hand in the pocket, Cobes, and help a brother out, so to speak, put up 10 gorillas to help kids all over the country playing footy get dealt with properly with concussion. They know how big an issue this is. They've had research into concussion, haven't they, themselves?
Absolutely.
With their medical board. So they know how big it is. So if Simon Lethlean's listening, or Gillon McLachlan is listening, or Mark Evans is listening, I think there should be a $10,000 check coming the way of the Murdoch Children's Research Institute for the Head Check app to go Android so everyone can get access to it. Okay? This is big. Question off the SMS is a good one. Can footy trainers at local level, particularly in sports trainers, let's just broaden it out, can they rely on this? Are we absolutely confident this is 100% foolproof?
We have a team of clinicians behind us, including a neurosurgeon who has looked it through, endorsed it. Our emergency team has endorsed it. Our rehabilitation team has endorsed it. So we're really very confident.
What more can you ask?
Absolutely.
No, that's perfect. It's a fantastic initiative. Check it out. If you've got an iPhone and your kids are in sport, or you're a teacher, or you're around young people, get it on your iPhone. HeadCheck is the app. It's free to download. And if we get 10 more grand, we can get it on Android as well so everyone can get access to it. Vicky, James, thank you for coming in and shedding some light on the situation. I think it's a great initiative. And I have no doubt headquarters, if they're listening, will fork out some cash as well, I'm sure. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
James Dromian, Vicky Anderson from Murdoch Children's Research Institute with us on Fit and Well. Cobes, good work by you.
That was fantastic.
Well, I think it's an important issue.
Yeah, it is.
Very important issue.
You need that in your toolkit. You're going to the footy, you're a trainer, just download it. There should be more apps like it. That's what the interesting thing is. There's potential. But next time we're going to charge for them. So, James.
Stop trying to rip people off.
I'm just,
physios.
I mean, no, I just, well, you
sick
know.
To death of physios ripping people off.